President Abdullahi Yusuf's choice of a new prime minister will have to take into account the country's clan dynamics. Mr. Yusuf is facing increasing opposition from leaders of the Hawiya clan, the country's largest. Former Prime Minister Getty is a member of the Hawiya, but did not have widespread backing among the group. Mr. Yusuf's Darod clan is Somalia's second largest. Somali lawmaker Awad Ashura says legislators are debating a proposal to do away with a rule stating that only members of parliament can be chosen to serve as prime minister or cabinet members. Ashura says it may be difficult to attain the required two-thirds majority in parliament to pass the measure.
The only barrier we are having now is the number that are needed to vote for the amendment, which needs nearly 184 members of parliament to vote for that.
Until a successor is named, Salim Aliou Ibrahim, who is Mr. Getty's deputy, is serving as acting prime minister.
Our government is a caretaker government. Yes, we will deal with daily activities. Also, the term is very short. I will try my best to create a confidence among Somalis.
While legislators discussed the future of the government in the town of Baidoa, where the parliament is located, fighting continued in the capital, Mogadishu. The United Nations said Tuesday that a new wave of 36,000 people fled the capital following fighting in recent days, and 40 international aid organizations operating in Somalia issued a statement warning of a deteriorating humanitarian situation in south-central Somalia. The presence of Ethiopian troops is unpopular with many Somalis, but Ethiopia has had the strong backing of both President Yusuf and former Prime Minister Getty. Acting Prime Minister Ibrahim says that Ethiopian troops are likely to remain for the time being.
The Ethiopian troops depend on the arrival of the AU troops in Somalia. But now we don't see any way to leave Ethiopia, of course, from Mogadishu.
While a large African Union peacekeeping force has been authorized for Somalia, only about 1,600 Ugandan troops have arrived. Derek Kilner, VOA News, Nairobi.